verses, and it's not something you haven't heard before. It's about the Pharisee and the publican. Luke 18, verse 9 through 14. Someone said this about these two men: good enough to go to hell, bad enough to go to heaven, too good to go to heaven, and too bad to go to hell. Now that's kind of an odd description, but when you think through that, it has some truth to it, and it has something that should help us to understand that God's way of dealing with us, and I recently have been thinking about that a lot, the way that it's almost like it humors God to help those who are just out there kind of like this guy. It's just we find ourselves in them situations. Okay, I'm going to read these verses, verse 9, and I'll read from King James. I just have almost brought another translation, but I couldn't quite make myself do that. I 55, 60 years of using one translation is just difficult for me to jump away from it. I do read other translations, but I really wish this, that we would agree on a translation here for church and use that, rather than I use King James, you use NIV, Living, whatever, and it complicates it for some of us. Not for everybody, but for me, it's difficult to follow, even in reading. And Dale is a stickler on NIV. He loves NIV. And it is a good translation. But when he reads and I started bringing my NIV, I finally broke the pride issue and said, well, you know, I've got to get through this. And I started bringing that. And I started to bring it today to preach out of it. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be that brave. So it's not that I think it's wrong, and it's not that. A lot of churches have changed, and there are things about the history and the dynamics of King James that we would not agree with if we knew them. I'm not going to go into that, but there are things that we would have questions about if we knew what they were. So, but we've been doing this all our lives, so it must be right. No, I don't want to go there. So, let's take a look at what we can find. Now, let me just say, phrase this. You've heard this, I know. This is not something new, but maybe I can say something different that will catch your thought. And it's kind of Austin sharing our 23rd Psalm. We all know it, and yet you shared some things that were different. And I like that. I like the thought about the sheep. Someone said this: I don't want to be a sheep. And I kind of feel that way too. I don't want to be a sheep. But Jesus said that's what we are. We're like sheep. We're not sheep. We don't go around bad, but some of us do. But we have a lot of nature. We're a lot like them in their personalities, I guess. But someone said, I don't want to be a sheep, and I agree with that. I don't want to be one either, but it's, they have a lot to offer to us. They're a fun animal, really. Out in Texas, there's the minister raises sheep that are they're not fur sheep, they're meat sheep, and they have hair. And we would park beside the field pasture with our RV when we would go there, Lot, Texas, and he had a whole field full of sheep. And that was Edna's entertainment. While I was out doing church work, she'd sit in the motorhome, watch out the window, watch them sheep. And she loved them. I mean, them little things would play and run around. So there's lots of, you can get fun from that. And they're quite an interesting animal. So. All right, verse 9. And he spoke the parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioner, unjust, adulterer, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing far off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote him on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. I'm telling you, it's getting difficult for me to do this, but we'll do it. Seems like it's expected if you're a preacher that you don't ever give it up, but it's that time is coming real close. Okay. So we have these two men, and we have some things that we want to look at. And there are eight things that the Pharisee has that says to that what he is. There's a lot of pride here. And if we're not careful, we find ourselves in the same predicament, that we find ourselves in comparing ourselves with others. There's two things that I think happen. We either get this road, or we find ourselves where we can't, the substandard is that we can't get there. And it's kind of like our Sunday school lesson was, that forgetting what God did for us, and this is a very important matter, that God reminded us in our lesson that how he helped us get to where we are, and there's a caution there that we get the idea that we did it on our own. We brought it ourselves out of it. And I've had a number of things happen to me in the last years that I am aware of the fact that it wasn't me, it was God. And if I'm not careful, I get the idea that, well, it was medical science that brought me where I am. It was the pills that I take. It was the, well, they help, but without God's help and presence, I couldn't even make it up here. That's just the way that works. It's not possible. And I know that if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be standing here. That's that bottom line. So I cannot do like the Pharisee says, the things that he talked about. He says, well, I'm going to go through them. And he said, I don't pray with sinners. Well, there have been times in my life when I have wondered about when I was with sinners, and I was wondering about whether I should continue to be with them or not. You know, we have to be careful with how our attitude goes with that. He said, I'm not like other men. Well, I'm not sure how that fits. But these are pride issues. Pride will definitely take us to where we shouldn't go. I'm not an extortioner or force. Forcing things on others, demanding things. I'm not unjust, not as in conformity with right. Unjust, having your own way. It's difficult sometimes to not do that. And the thing that really gets us, he says, I'm not an adulterer. Well, that's good. I am not like this publican. I'm not like him. We should have been. That's where he really messed up when he said that. But the publican found himself in this situation. He says, I pay my tithe, I fast, I do all these important things. And they were important things to do. It was a good thing that you do that. But the publican did not find himself. I can't imagine what this would be like. Of course, this was a parable. It was a story. It wasn't an actual fact. But obviously, there was something going on in the community where this was brought up because of the way people were doing things and so on. The law, of course, was you did fast once a year. The Mosaic ordinance only enjoined tithes of corn, wine, oil, and cattle. That was their tithing, and they took pride in that they could do that. Maybe we could do a little more of that in our lifetime, but that's actually. I think tithing is something we should be more aware of, but they were very serious about it. So the rabbinic schools directed that everything should be tithed down to the mint and anise and cumin. And if you can read in Matthew where they said, we did that. We're very careful about doing these things. Then Jesus rebuked them. He said, yeah, you did that. But you forgot something, and you forgot mercy. You didn't show kindness, and so what you did didn't really gain you anything. So the Pharisee thought he was everything God wished him to be. He was miserably wrong in his estimate. He felt his father was secured by ceremonies, by properties, by being punctual, by utterance of prescribed forms, he thought he had it all together. You ever meet anybody like that? That they have it. It's everything is right. I think we have. Then the publican. Let's take a look at him. He wouldn't. He didn't say anything. He was quiet. He listened. He heard what the man said. But when it was his turn, according to the story, he stood far off, it says, a distance. He wouldn't look. He kind of closed his eyes. I can picture that. It says he smote his breast. I'm not sure what indication that is, what that means. But it probably means something of being humble. I don't know. But he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that is important part of the story. Now, there's the contrast between these two is the standing in society was different. The sources of trust in the two people, their prayers to God were different. Their attitude was different. Their religious background was different. And the results of that, of course, made it that The one was accepted and the other was rejected. We ask ourselves this question, why do we even bother with these? We need to be aware of the fact that we need to be like the publican. Publicans were not liked, of course, in their day. They were not popular. They couldn't associate with others like other people could. There were a lot of reasons for him to use the story as he did between the Pharisee and the publican. Pharisees were in charge. They had a lot of, they were lucrative. They had, they were on committees. They were popular. They were important. They had a lot of things going. The publicans couldn't even, I mean, they had to be careful about mixing in with other people, and they had to be careful where they were at. If they were seen with mixed crowds, that it wasn't good. And they were tax collectors, so they were hated. A lot of bad things that took place for the publicans. And yet, attitude of that person that got him in a good standing with God. Do we have a song? Surprised him, didn't I? Well, why don't we stand and you think of something, and we'll pray, and we'll be done.